so we had, written a number of songs, and we decided that Gerald's song Strawberry Cheesecake would make a great A-side, and the song that one of the songs that I had written around that time called Modern Noise would be a good B-side. It was just I think instinctively, I don't know if we really thought this out, but it seemed like it showed like the two sides of the band in terms of intense poppiness versus like a darker, janglier, maybe more moodier side. So it's been interesting now that we're kind of doing things again after so many years, but it seemed like there was something fortuitous, or there was some foresight, whether it was planned or not, to have such extremes on the single, but because it seems like that has been like kind of the path that the band's been on. But anyway, so yeah, the way it worked out with recording, the way I remember it is that I had to leave town, wasn't around to do both songs for the recording. And so Dave Rice was available and had known the music. And so he was on Strawberry Cheesecake, the A side. And then I was on the B side playing the bass, and it was fitting since it was one of the songs that I had written. And don't have a lot of memories of that, except I remember just kind of hashing out some of the development of the song was still pretty early. I remember I had written it in New York when I was going to school there, and just, wrote it on an acoustic guitar and was intentionally trying to make it very gritty, and just had a sort of a feel that I was exploring at the time. But I think everybody kind of contributed to the sound of it when it, how it ended up on the single. And to me, I always thought after it was recorded, I always referred to it as sort of like mad scientist rock. It reminded me of something like, I would hear it on jukeboxes occasionally at clubs, and even in New York at some places I'd hear it on a jukebox, and I thought, God, it sounds like the music you hear in the background of a mad scientist silent movie. And then the A side, I still think is brilliant. I think Gerald is such a great songwriter, and the changes and the feel and the lyrics and everything that Strawberry Cheesecake goes through it just remains super catchy and hooky and interesting musically. And so yeah, I think it's a good document of what we were doing back in the late 70s, 1978 or so, and then by the time we got to record it, it was, I think, 79, or by the time it was, we were able to put it out independently.